Lawmakers in 2012 gave the Board of Pharmacy rulemaking authority to add more synthetic drugs to the list of banned substances in the hopes of keeping up with synthetic drug manufacturers. Two men charged with dealing synthetic drugs challenged the law. Attorney Mark Rutherford, representing them in front of the Supreme Court, says the General Assembly's broad delegation of authority to the Pharmacy Board violates the Indiana Constitution's separation of powers. Rutherford says the legislature should add banned substances to state statute itself.
How they delegated was not specific enough to make it constitutional, where you had parameters about what it is that you can or cannot do.
But the state's attorney, Ellen Mylander, says the 2012 law did provide guidelines, including defining synthetic drugs as a Schedule I controlled substance.
And they had said, by statute, that Schedule I controlled substances are substances that have a high potential for abuse and that have no accepted medical use.
The Supreme Court did not provide a timetable for its ruling. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.